Good evening, Audio Boo. It's Zoltan on Monday, the 30th of June 2014. Good goodness me, it is the end of yet another month and closer to the end of the year. Very scary. This year seems to be speeding by. Back in London after a hitch. Yes, folks, a hitch. I got delayed again. Got to Great Yarmouth before free because I get the 17 minutes past three out of Great Yarmouth. So got picked up from Darren's about 2:45 just to give me time to get there in case of traffic, etc. Got there before three and I was waiting for the ticket office to open because the lady has her break and comes on at three. Because I think she goes on her break about 20 past three and comes on about three, comes back about three. Anyway, so I was waiting there and she came, before she opened the ticket office, she came on the tannoy and said, just to let you all know that the train from Norwich has been delayed and it will be delayed by about 15-20 minutes. And I thought, oh my God, no, not another delay. And I've only just got here and I need to be getting going. And oh, and people were starting to get a bit jittery. And, you know, you get people moaning and having a go at, well, staff there really, which doesn't actually help because it's not their fault. The reason the train from Norwich was delayed is because of disruptive passengers. I don't exactly know what they did or what happened, but yeah, apparently they were disruptive. So I was stuck at Yarmouth waiting around until about 20 to 4, I suppose. And I didn't get to Norwich until 4:15 and got the 4:30 train out of Norwich to London. That journey was okay, got there in time, on time. Instead of getting there 6:02, I got there about 6:20. Not awful, because that's actually a fast train, doesn't stop as many places. Got met at Liverpool Street and put on the Edmonton Green train. I asked to be put in the front because, Edmonton Green staffing is very hit and miss as to whether you get met or not. So it's easier for me to be put in the front and therefore I'm not having to walk down a long platform because it's usually 8 carriages long, the train, and don't really like having to walk down the platform more than I have to. Being put at the front is just nearer to the steps that you lead to the exit. So I did get met at Edmonton Green, which surprised me, and this guy, he was okay. I think he needs proper training in how to deal with someone who can't see. Because he didn't really know much concept about guiding. I took his arm because, well, I just did. But then he decided to put his hand sort of on my sleeve of the hand that was holding onto his arm. And I thought, oh, for God's sake, can't you just get a bloody grip? And then he's like, oh, it's busy. And I said, yeah, I know. And he's like, oh, it's always, you know, he says it's busy for us before 6. It's probably better after 7 or before 6. And I'm thinking to myself, is that his way of trying to tell me that's when I should travel? Because if it is, then I'm sorry, but I travel when I want to and when I can. It's not as if they always meet me anyway, and they're there to do a job. I mean, all right. If He was the only person at the station without any other member of staff. You might, and I needed his help. You might think, okay, you know what? You know, there has to be a bit of give and take, but he's not. So I said, oh, well, I said, I travel when I can. And I thought, well, and his English wasn't, well, it was okay, but it wasn't wonderful. So I didn't know whether he understood what I said or whether he was making himself understood. So I just kind of just ignored him, really. I know that's bad, but I just, as I said, you know, the assistant at Edmonton's never that good anyway, so. And if he starts making, or if I get that again, then I will be making a complaint, I think, because, you know, there's been off times when I've not been met. In fact, there was an occasion when I didn't have Zara because she was at Redbridge. She'd had just had her operation. And I had to obviously use my cane, booked assistance through the right channels, phoned up prior to travel. So it was all booked. Liverpool Street phoned Edmonton Green. And I know they did because I heard the lady who was putting me on the train do it. And they claimed that they were not informed I was on the train, which is actually, well, an utter lie because, they were informed. I don't know what became of it because I should have pursued it, but I was really pissed off that they, excuse my language, that they could lie about it. And it meant that I actually had to be relying on other members of the public, which it's not ideal, you know. You don't know who they are. It's a big risk you take when you accept help from somebody else. I'm not saying everyone's bad. I'm not saying everyone's out to get you. But in this day and age, you can't be too careful, especially in London. So I should have pursued it, but I was pissed off. I was having a hard time because my dog wasn't there and I can use a cane, but it's not my preferred mobility aid. As a totally blind person, I find that, you know, having a dog is much, much easier. And actually, I saw on someone's Facebook the other day, that they were told that a reason, this person is a guide dog owner, and they were told by someone else that the reason that person wouldn't have a guide dog is because they wanted to be independent. Well, actually, having a guide dog, you have to be in lots of ways much more independent, because you have to be the one that instructs your dog where to go. You're the one who has to know exactly where you're going and what you're doing and know what's around you, because when the dog takes you past things, you don't know what you're going past. So you do have to be much more alert and much more aware of your surroundings, in my opinion. Neither way is, I wouldn't say that either way is, you know, not having independence. I think it's a personal preference. Some people much prefer to work a dog and some people much prefer to use a cane. Neither situation is wrong. It's whatever suits people. Anyway, I think I've had my little moan for today. So I'm going to upload this boo and bid you all a very nice evening. It's been raining down here. Yarmouth was very nice, but it's been raining here. Anyway, I'm going to go, and I shall speak to you again very soon, no doubt. Take care all. Bye.